Okay, so in the middle of the sugya of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and what we're in the middle of analyzing is, right, within the aspect of the sugya of scope, right? When does the mitzvah apply? So the first issue, first potential matter of dispute was the issue of Laila, right? Is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim limited to Yom, or does it also apply B'Laila? So we're going through the different makoros about whether there, in fact, is a machlokes, right? Do the Chachamim really disagree about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim, applying at night? So we first went through the makoros, which suggested that really there wasn't a machlokes, right? There was just a machlokes and drashos, but in fact, the Chachamim really agree. That was mahalach number one. We're in the middle of going through mahalach number two, which is, no, really, in fact, there is a machlokes, and it's Davka, Relezer ben Azariah, and Ben Zoma, who hold that Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim applies Belelos. The Chachamim disagree. So yesterday, towards the end of this year, we went through the evidence, the Makoros, within the Shita of the Chachamim. That the Chachamim specifically don't apply the mitzvah at night. First Makor was the Yerushalmi, right? The one day in the Yerushalmi, which said that there is, right, there is, at night, you don't have the Parsha of Vayomer to even out, right, the Parshios and the Berachos Kriyat Shema, right, clearly assuming that there is, right, the Chachamim would hold that there is no Vayomer at night, but again, because the Chachamim don't apply Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. And then also, right, the Rishonim who interpret the word, right, Lo Zechisi as what? Right, which interpretation of Lo Zechisi implies that there is a machlokes? Exactly, the Lashon Nitzachti, which comes from Rashi. Right, the Siddur Rashi, that if you agree with Rashi, that the Lashon of, right, within Elazar ben Azariah, Lo Zechisi Sheteyam Yetzias Mitzrayim Valelos, that the Lashon of Nitzuach, of having won the argument, obviously, that assumes that there is an argument. So that was clearly in Rashi, and we had one day in the Noda Yehuda saying, if that's your Girsa, sorry, if that's your Perish, so then you think there is a Machlokas. So now, let's continue with the Makoros, which show that there is an argument, but instead of going within the Chachamim, let's look at evidence within Elazar ben Azariah. You might be wondering, how can you see from Elazar ben Azariah that the Chachamim disagree? Because Elazar ben Azariah, of course, applies it at night. So where are we looking? What did Elazar ben Azariah think when? Before the drasha of Ben Zoma. Right, trying to figure out what was the shita of Elazar ben Azariah called in the drasha. Right, because so, if you see that before he got the drasha, he didn't apply Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelos, so then that shows that the application of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelos is a matter of dispute. And therefore, until he had the drasha Ben Zoma, even Elazar ben Azariah didn't apply Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelos. So from Midir of Elazar ben Azariah called them the drasha ben Zoma, we can infer, right, that the application of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelos is a matter of dispute. So this starts with the Raivan in the Rashba. Anyone have the Rashba here? So the Rashba quotes a very important shita of the Raivan. Again, analyzing Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah before the drasha. So Kasav arrived itself. Tamani b'tchila shalei maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos. Could it be that before the drasha they weren't maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? What's the problem? Nimsa shalo hayu omrim lo parshat tzitzis v'lo emes v'emuna. That means they didn't, right? If they weren't maskir, that means, right, they weren't saying the third parsha of Kriyat Shema, nor were they saying the bracha of emes v'emuna. So what bothers him? In kein shtaim la'achareh hechi. There's a din of Birchos Kriyat Shema. How can you say that called them the drasha, they weren't Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? So what was the Rav's answer? Can you remember?
So they said it the whole time.
They said it, but it was only a din Durban. Oh, says the Rav, nearly, Kimasha Amar velo zachisi shetei Amar minat Torah ka Amar, but olam hayu korim parshat tzitzis ve'emes v'muna midibrei chachamim. It says the Rav, of course they said it, but it was only midraban. But even according to the Raivid, right, what comes out? That Mida Oraisa, before the Drasha, right, did Rabbi Elazar think it was a mitzvah de Oraisa of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelos? No. See, even for the Raivid who says that even called him a Drasha, they said it, the fact that he says it's not de Oraisa shows that whether the mitzvah or the Chiyuv de Oraisa of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim applies Belelos is obviously a matter of dispute, such that even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah called him a Drasha, didn't think it was to Oraisa. So that's the Raivit showing, the Shia, the Raivit showing that even within Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, obviously the application of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim Belelos is obviously a matter of dispute. That's the Raivit. It becomes even clearer according to the Rashba. Because what does the Rashba say? What does Meir, what does Rashba think? No, that called him the Drasha. They didn't say it at all. Says the Rashba, because he right, what, which Lashon is he bothered by? Exactly. Says the Rashba. Vani Tama Alza, Ala Kushi of Altiris. I don't like the question, I don't like the answer. Devade lo you kurim osa parsha klal. It must be that they didn't say the part their parsha at all. It's not a problem. Even so, they still had Birkos Kriyat Shema afterwards. Elish lay omer mehmesven. We're not, they just had a different nusach. He goes on to explain. Right? Different nusach of the bracha of modem and atulach kidi isla kaman parakayakori the gemara yudalit the loshi you omrim ka osu nusach shamrisham shemaskir but it's yes, that's right. He doesn't mean the actual modem and atulach in the gemara yudalit because actually has it's yes, that's right. Elishim isham and ulamedim shalafi sha parshios shayakorim hayu osu nusach a bracha shalachra. Whatever parshios of Shema there were, the birkos kriyat Shema, right, resembled the brachos. 1 second. But Olam, while you korim parsha by yomer klal, it must be they didn't have the parsha, third parsha at all. While you korim, while you omer lo zachisi shetei amer, the lotzim lo zachisi shetei amer. It sounds like we did it. We weren't maskir at all. So within the shita of the Rashba, said no, mamish before the drasha, the rules of Nazaria, they weren't maskir at all. Obviously, that's even proving even clearer than Ravid that this issue of being maskir tzias mitzrayim belelos is obviously a matter of dispute. For the Ravid, it was a matter of dispute that before the drasha was Dirabanan. For the Rashba, even further, before the drasha, they didn't do it at all. So, mistaber from that, that the Chachamim, right, they don't accept the drasha. So, in the Mela, they go, they're parallel. The Chachamim post drasha are similar to Elazar ben Azariah pre drasha, which is that there's not going to be a Tzias Mitzrayim. Yeah.
How is the Rashba learning out from that Gemara? Because that Gemara is doing Mitzrayim, they didn't say that part of Ayom. Because like you said, you learn out from there that the modem or whatever the bracha is going to follow the bracha that you said.
Interesting.
Learn out from there, and then it's mentioned in the Torah over there, but they're not actually saying Mitzrayim.
In the parsha, interesting. That's a good question. You're saying, how can the Rashba? The main riot the Rashba has from that Gemara is that there is a notion of there being different nuschos of Birchos Kriyat Shema. That part comes from there. But the Eden Nekuda, that the Birchos Kriyat Shema always resemble the Kriyat Shema itself, you're right, that part is not...
But he says we learn out from there.
That's a good kasha. Yeah, that's a good kasha, because there specifically you're omitting the part of Vayomer, which has to do with Zechariah Tziyasorim, but yet you have it. That's a good question. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Just for the people who are down for the Birchos Kriyat Shema, this idea that the Rashba has, that the themes of Birchos Kriyat Shema are always parallel to the themes of Kriyat Shema itself, is very reminiscent of like the Rav. Right? The Rav has this beautiful idea that if you look at the themes of Birchos Kriyat Shema, it says, oh, they're parallel to the themes of Kriyat Shema itself. So that notion of the parallel is very, is really found in this Rashba, that yeah, of course, it says the Rashba, the Birchos Kriyat Shema always resemble the themes of Kriyat Shema itself, so that works out beautiful with that aura of the Rav. Meir has a really good question, is that he's bringing a riot to that Yesod from the Gemara, even though the Gemara seems to go counter to that. Yes, so again, the first two riots to this idea that applying Zechirot Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos is clearly a matter of dispute, right? You have the Ravid and the Rashba. And which parshan on the Haggadah also says this very clearly, that before the drasha, they weren't maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim at all?
Red.
Excellent, the Rid. Whoever turns, you have it? So the Rid in the packet, page 3. As in, David had an interesting idea from the Rid also, I'd like to mention. Do you have to go for it, Ephraim? Right, this is right off the bat. These are Elazar ben Azariah talking. Originally, before the drasha, I really thought it didn't apply at night at all.
Ah,
so Shemati is the Rashi Ben Zoma. Oh, until I
had Ben Zoma's
Drasha. Oh, so says the Red, only after Drasha Ben Zoma, so then we have the Takana of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim, even Ba Leilos. And there's David's Ara. It's interesting. When he talks about once there's a Takana of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim Ba Leilos, what does he point to? What is the tefillah, which was nitkana because of this chi of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim? What is he focusing on? The Birchos Kriyat Shema. which is in line with the Shaigas Aryeh. That's an important ha'ara, that the Rid seems to assume, like the Shaigas Aryeh, against Rashi and the Rambam, that the tzvila, which was miyuchedes for Zechira, Tzitzis Mitzrayim, was the Birchos Kriyat Shema, according to the Rid, which is in line with the Shaigas Aryeh. Right, yesterday, we had the Rishonim saying that it was all about the Parsha Vayomer, and the lone Shaigas Aryeh, right, who was saying it was about the Brach of Kriyat Shema. Diak in the Rid here is that he similarly thinks, like the Shaigas Aryeh, that the tzvila, which was, right, nitkan or nitkana, for Zechias Yisraim, was the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Fine, that's Ha'ara.
The next lines in the next line says that, so he asked, look, what did he do before? So Yishna or Medalekaya?
Let's read it. Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, Bechira, Azulahim, as well, called him, came to those Arabs, asked the way he sees the shine.
Sounds like the Kasha is not Birchos Kriyat Shema. Sounds like he's asking, right? What do you mean? We only had Birchos Kriyat Shema after the Drasha? They didn't have, it's like similar to the Rabbi's question. They didn't have the Birchos Kriyat Shema beforehand? Sounds like, what is his answer? Yesh Lamer? They skipped, or as the footnotes point out, right, maybe they skipped the part which references, exactly, maybe they skipped the parts which references Yesh Lamer.
That
right.
Means they said the Brachos the whole time, right?
You know, depending on how you understand Medalik, like, but look at this.
If you learn like the fundos,
exactly.
Only that means they said Amosonu the whole time. So then, what changed?
No, that they inserted the themes of Zechiras Tzias and Shraim within the Birchas Kriyat Shema. That's what changed. Mm-hmm. They said, "Oh, we want to be Masker Tzias and Shraim, so we insert that into the bracha of MSM. Oh. But he says, right again, because once he's saying that there was really no Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos Kodem Adrasha, he has to say not only did they skip the Birchos Kriyat Shema, he says Vafilu. Right, he has to say they also didn't say Vayomer, because we know from the Gemara Chavalev that either one is going to suffice to for the mitzvah, the chiyuv of Askaras Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos. So he says it must be the Rid L'Shitaso. He's going to have to say therefore before the Drasha there was no reference of Tzias Mitzrayim in the Brachos, and they skip the Parsha of Vayomer altogether. Oh, so the Rid is very much like the Rashba, again holding the Kol Demash Drasha, they weren't maskir Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos, again implying that this issue of Haskaras Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos is a matter of dispute. So here we have the Rishonim. Now let's see the Pre-Chadash. The Pre-Chadash is going to be the last raya that the notion of Haskaras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Belelos is not so pashut. And we'll see the Pre-Chadash is even going to be Lamaskana. Right? Let's see the Pre-Chadash. Meir, do you have it? Skip like, say halfway through, it says Vim Tomer. The beginning is talking about Kriyat Shema, and then with the Vim Tomer, six or seven lines down, he transitions to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is our sugya. Right, so the Pre-Chadash is kasha, is that once you say that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, bein beyom bein alayla, so then it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, shelo hazman grama. Right, there's a mitzvah that applies 24 hours a day. So therefore, the kashya is, why do we find that women are peturos both from Kriyat Shema and from Birchos Kriyat Shema? So what's his answer? Oh, so what's his chiddush? That no, even the drasha of Ben Zoma is only what? It's only remes. Sounds like it's only Jirabana. So the and therefore, so again. So that answers the question. So for Mida Oraisa, it is my grandma, because Mida Oraisa, the mitzvah of Zechirat Yisrael Mitzrayim is only Biyom, but Laila is only Midra Rabbanan. Let us finish up. And he brings a very fascinating raya. Who does he bring a raya from? Rambam and Perish Mishnayos. What's the raya from Perish Mishnayos? Because he uses the Lashon of Remes. Okay, we'll finish up. It's a Lokimashma. Right, why is it against the Ravid? Because the Ravid is saying that it was Dirabanan when only pre-Drasha of Ben Zoma. Oh, that's what you're saying, right? The Ravid said there was a mitzvah Zerabanan before the Drasha, but then comes on the Drasha to make it to Oraisa. But according to Pre-Chadash, it's even Mizerabanan post-Drasha. So the Pre-Chadash, right, is clearly thinking that the mitzvah of Zechirat Tzitzis Yisrael Belilos is only Mizerabanan, even Lamaskana, according to Ben Zoma and Rav Elazar ben Azariah. So again, That is another great proof that obviously this inyan of Haskaras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Belelos is not so pashut, right? Even the Chachamim only apply it to Rabbanan. Presumably the Chachamim, even Ben Zoma and Rav Elazar ben Azariah only apply it to Rabbanan. Presumably the Chachamim reject it altogether. But again, if you look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, Meir, did you agree with the Raya? Did you think the Rambam agrees when he used, because he used the Lashon of Remez that it was Derabanan? Okay. Let's quickly look at the Pirush Mishnayos. Everyone turn to the Pirush Mishnayos. Shmuel, do you have it? Now you can bring Gemara. Ben, do you have the Pirush Mishnayos?
I don't think it's my Gemara.
Oh, really? Okay, so either way, the line of the Rambam is what the Rambam says. He says, "Lo zechisi ladas haremez shenirmas b'kasim b'chiyev," right? B'chiyev, you know, kriyas parshat sittas b'layla atadar shabens. The lashon of remez is that his pshat in lo zechisi, right, in context of to the lashon of Rashi, lo nitzachti, is rather that I didn't have the schus to know the remez in the pasuk. But Pashtas, the Rambam doesn't use the Lashon of Remez as being a Dirabanan. It's more that, meaning Remez, it's not a Mefurish Mikra. Right? I didn't know the Drasha until Ben Zoma comes along and has the Drasha. What's the riot, David, that the Rambam presumably holds that Zechirat Tzias and Tzrayim Belelos is the Orisa? Exactly. The Rambam Hilchos Kriyat Shema Aleph Gimel, where the Rambam place, right, in Aleph Gimel, justifies the Chiyuv to say all three Parshios, even the third parsha at night, even though tzitzis is in shayach balayla, because it's zechirat tzias mitzrayim. And then the Rambam famously says, yeah, therefore all three parshios are da'oraisa. So the Rambam in Aleph Gimel, clearly holding that the zechirat tzias mitzrayim balaylos, that's the context, is da'oraisa. And therefore when the Rambam uses the lashon of remez in Perish Mishnayos, I'd assume there's no stira, because why make a stira between them if you don't have to, right? So presumably when the Rambam uses the Lashon of Remez, it just means not, meaning it's not Mefurish Bikra. But he doesn't mean Remez as Drabanan, like the Prichadash intends it. Yeah.
Also, like he says, Remez and Nirmez because of the Chi of Kriyas.
Yeah, it sounds, exactly. It sounds like it's the right stuff. But again, David, from earlier Shira, the Prichadash is a good kasha. For all the Rishonim who think that Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim according to Ben Zoma and Rav Ben Azariah is actually Doraisa. So why isn't it, right? Why is it still Zman Grama?
Well, like, different perspectives on Zman Grama you said at the time, like, it could be that just because the Chiyuv is still started at different times for different, like, the night, day, the white night, one of the...
Exactly, days. There's a separate mitzvah of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim Biyom. And there's a separate one, Belilah. So each, just like Kriyat Shema, is a separate one, Biyom and Belilah. So therefore, if you take the perspective that the mitzvah of Haskaras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Belelos, is distinct from the mitzvah of Haskaras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Biyom, so then each one is Zman Grama on its own. So again, while the Prichadash has this kasha, and it sounds like a really strong kasha, and again, he answers it by having this chiddush that Haskaras, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Belelos, is only Midir Rabbanan, again, you're not forced into that. You know, into that answer, because there are alternative ways to answer the question.
Sorry, yeah. You're saying two different mitzvahs? It's not like Mishach of Kamecha, where like, you have people who are like...
Again, but you can have a drasha. Yimei Chayecha, call Yimei Chayecha.
There's two different mitzvahs?
Yeah, you can have that. Yeah, you can definitely have that. Okay, so Adkan is the Makoros from the Sugya itself, that Haskaras Tzias Mitzrayim B'Lelos is a matter of dispute. Right, it's not just, oh, everyone agrees, but really, it's a matter of dispute. Right? Again, the Chachamim are really arguing and saying that, no, there is no Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim Belelos. That's the Makoros from within the Sugya. I'd like to now point to Makoros from other Sugyas, which in parallel fashion show that Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim, that reference to the Gula at night, is not so pasha. What's the strongest raya to this idea that the reference to Geula at night is not as prominent as it is to the Geula during the Yom?
Not everybody holds Smichas Geula
Tefillah. Exactly. So let's go back to the Sugya on Dalet on the base of Smichas Geula Tefillah. Might have been wondering why in the world was I doing this in the Sugya. It's for the following. Right? We're trying to show from other Sugyas that there is a clear difference between the role of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim Biyom, which is primary, and the role of Haskaras, Etzias Mitzrayim, Belaila, which is clearly secondary. Once you establish in other sugyas that, right, that the Haskaras, Etzias Mitzrayim, Belaila has a secondary status, so that will support the tzad to say that, yeah, so maybe there's gufa machlokis about whether there is a chiyav of Etzias Mitzrayim, Belaila. So looking to these two other sugyas, one on Dalam and Beis, and the other we'll get to on Testament Aleph, where you see that certain shitos are downplaying the role of Zechiras, Tzias, and Shrayim, Belelos, and that would be a support for the Tzad to say, for the second approach that we're saying it, that maybe, right, Lacham actually argue and don't apply the mitzvah of Zechiras, Tzias, and Shrayim, Belelos. So let's quickly look at the Gemara. Ephraim, do you have it? On Dalam and Beis? Yeah, why not? Right. So again, this price it says at night, say Kriya Shema, and then followed up by your Amida. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan says you have the chiyav smichas gula tefila even by Maariv.
No, you want to say all the tefillos of before and Kriya Shema is the beginning and the end and get everything in the middle.
Exactly. So while you have Kriya Shema Levi, while you have some gula tefila by Shacharis, you don't have it by Arvis. It's not like Mara's going to say, what's the Nekudas of Machokis about whether you apply Somech Ulu Tzvila by Mara? That's going to be our focus for today.
The Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you do by night, Somech Gula Mu'orta Nami Hava, Alagamun Solo Hava, it did happen at night, it wasn't the best, but there was something at night. Al Tzafra, the best Gula didn't happen until the morning.
Exactly. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan, right, very important. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who applies Somech Gula Tzvila at night, admits that the Gula Ma'aliyasa was only in the morning, but he argues that even the secondary Gula at night deserves Somech Gula Tzvila. But then Rabbi Shobar Levi Zavar.
Even the Lohave Alamin Tzafra, Lohave Gula Ma'aliyasa. Even didn't they really go out till the morning, it's not considered Gula Ma'aliyasa, and therefore it doesn't require Somech
Gula. Exactly. So it's very important. From this Sugya, you see that agrees, less man de Pulig, that the primary gula, the gula ma'aliyasa, to quote the Gemara, the gula ma'aliyasa is in the morning. And everyone agrees that the gula at night, me'urta, is only secondary, is only tafel. Sounds like the machlokes is. So is the koveya for smichas gula tzvila only the ikr gula? Or, le'yeshua ben Levi, therefore you only have it in the morning. Or does even the secondary gula at night, is that also machayev somech gula litzvila? But what's Yod say, right, what emerges from this sugya, is that, yeah, the primary gula is during the day, and the gula, right, gulas mitzrayim, at night is considered secondary. Okay? So again, from the sugya, you're seeing the downplaying of the yitziyah, of the gulas mitzrayim, at night. So now let's go to Daf Tes, which is actually one of the sources for Daf Dalet, where we're going to see what exactly is the breakdown between Gulas Laila and Gulas Yom. And we're going to see another nafkamina of whether you play up the Yom or Laila when it comes to Mitzrayim. Again, Meir, what's the Sugya on Daf Tes? I'm an Aleph. Did you get there? The deadline for eating.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Deadline, right? What's the soap zman achilas Karban Pesach, right? What are the let's look at the two shitos. See the last skinny line on Tesla and Alef. You see Titania? Go for it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says that what's the sov zman achilas Karban Pesach? Chatzos, right? And we'll see, right? Again, we'll see later. Meaning, he connects the, obviously, Karban Pesach, which is all about the Gula. He connects, says, no, the time ends at Chatzos, right? At the Gula at night, as we'll see. Comes along Rabbi Akiva. Right? So Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Sos Man Achilas Karban Pesach is at Alos, right? At the beginning of the daytime. Because that's a Shas Chipazon. As Rashi explains, the Shas Chipazon, because that's when Klal Yisrael actually left. Okay? So now skip to later the Gemara. Rabbi Abba is going to explain that the Nekudas HaMachokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva here is, again, whether you focus on the Geula of Yom or the Geula of Laila. Remind us, I'm Rabbi Abba, later on the Gemara. Very important. So what does that mean? Everyone agrees that what element of the geula was at night? What practically happened? Exactly, they were freed at night. Everyone agrees, right? It's not a machokas and metzias, obviously, right? Everyone agrees that they were freed at night, at chatzos. Following what? We'll get back to this. Why were they freed at night? What just happened that night? Makas Bechoros, right? Makas Bechoros happened at chatzos. Boom, they wake up, they see the devastation, and they free Klal Yisrael at night. But everyone also still agrees that Everyone agrees that they physically only left Mitzrayim during the day. Oh. Right, so again, it's very clear they only left during the day. So again, clearly that they were freed at night, but the actual Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in the day. Exactly, the right to Mitzrayim. Exactly. Right, it says, Elazar ben Azariah, it says, when it says, in connection to the Karban Pesach, the Chipazon, right, it's referencing the Chipazon of the Mitzrayim, that they hurried us out. They said, get out of here. That was the night. Kiva says, no, what's the Chipazon? Chipazon of Yisrael, when they actually left. But here again, you see another sugya, where the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, which part of the Geula are we focusing on? Is the focus on the Yom, when they actually left? Or is it on the Laila, when they were free. So again, in both of these parallel sugyas on Daf Tes in the context of Karban Pesach, and on Daf Dalet in the context of Somech Lutzvila, you see this parallel issue about this machokis. What is the ikker? Yom? Or not what is the ikker? Or again, do you just focus on the Yom? Or do you also focus on Laila? And again, the fact that these sugyas connect work out very well. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lishitas, you notice this?
Yeah.
Right, what does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hold in both cases?
That you go by then also include the night.
Exactly. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Lishitas, in both places, says, no, don't ignore the gula of the night. So for an hour, Sugya, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, there's a chiyah of Zechiras, Sias, and Shrayim, Belelos, and Andavtes, in the context of Karban Pesach. He says, yeah, don't ignore the night. No, you have to take into account the night, and therefore he thinks that the Sov Zman, Achilos, Karban Pesach, is Chatzos. But now now that we see, yes, there's this issue about Gulas Laila, right? Whether you include that or not. So we have basis, not only within the sugya, but outside the sugya, for saying that, yeah, there is this fundamental machlokas in our sugya, but whether there is maskir and yitzias and triumph, belaylas. But now the question is, what's in the kurisa machlokas? Meaning, what is the basis in all these sugyas to give more prominence to Geulas Yom over Geulas Laila? If you think about it, if I were to ask you, Ben, off the bat, right, that Klal Yisrael were freed at night, but they only left during the day, which one do you think is more significant? Being freed or actually leaving?
Like I should say, being free.
What?
Being free.
Why are you saying that? Not just because I want you to say that, but... That sounds like that's the ikker, right? They were actually... Okay, so they wanted to leave in daylight, so they waited. But at the end of the day, the true freedom is when their, you know, master said, you're free. When they actually walked out the door, that's the ikker? Right, so the kasha in all these sugyas is... Right, our sugya, assuming that Chachamim say it's dafka b'yom. Right, and the sugya, also we've shown Ben Levi, and we've shown Ben Kulu, the tefillah, it's dafka b'yom. And, you know, the sugya and daf test, where one shita says, no, you wait till the yom. Why are all these shitos saying dafka playing up the geula biyom and downplaying the geula at night? If anything, misvar, you would say, at night is when they're actually freed. Okay, so they only walked out the door during the day. Why are we downplaying, why are all these shitos downplaying the geulas laila? So I'd like to suggest, and maybe this, you know, you'll see why I put it, where some of the other makoros. Based on the makoros, I'll see if I can figure this out. Based on the makoros, I put down the Marakom sheet. What might be a downside of focusing on Geulas Laila? What is Geulas Laila directly connected to? Which is specifically more details.
Kids being killed.
Makas Bechoros. Perhaps the Geulas Laila is specifically linked to the mapala of the Mitzrayim. That right as right the chiposit of Mitzrayim is that that's when they pushed us out following the death of all their brechoros. So I'd like to suggest perhaps, based on the yusod that we'll see in a number of the makoros we'll read inside in just a moment, that generally speaking in halacha we try to focus our celebrations on the Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael and not on the Mapala of our enemies. And whenever there's a distinction between the downfall of our enemies and our Hatzalah, we always focus on the Hatzalah and specifically downplay the downfall of our enemies. So perhaps, I'd like to suggest, that's goof of the pshat here, right? In Geulas Mitzrayim, you have a separation between the Mapala of the Mitzrayim and our Geula, and that is Laila versus Yom. That Yom, that's when we left. So we specifically want to focus on the Geula of Yom because that's purely focused on our Hatzalah. And specifically downplay, according to these Shittos, the Geula of Laila, because Geula of Laila is specifically connected to Makas Bechoros. Right? So perhaps that's pshat on all these different sugyas, why there's always more prominence given to Geulas Yom over Geulas Laila. I'd like to now just at least prove this yesod, right? Beautiful makoros, which highlight this very fundamental, yesod in Judaism and Yadus, that we, in our celebrations, focus not on the downfall of our enemies, but rather on the Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael. What is the earliest source for this idea? Shmuel, what's the earliest, to get to this? What's the earliest source of this idea? The Pasuk in Mishlei. Right? It says, Bin pol oivecha alt, right, this is, sorry, Mishlei, Perek Chavdalid, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk says explicitly, Bin pol oivecha alt tismach, right? In the downfall of your enemies, don't be happy. Ooh, bikashlo al yagel libecha. And in their stumbling, in their falling, don't rejoice. Right, that's the earliest makor of this idea that don't be happy, don't celebrate the downfall of your enemies. That's makor number one for it. What? Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yisrael, is Rabbi saying that is the Iker Geula point that we're not going to stress it because we don't want to? If that's so, then why should that affect on halachas of Smichas Geula and Tefillah? Everybody agrees that the Iker Geula did happen at night. Just the reason why we don't stress it is because we don't want to celebrate by our armies. But is that the Gagula? If yeah.
You know, I'm trying to explain the Hanukkah, the Gemara, of why do we view the Yom as the Gula Malayasa.
Right, but that's for all side. Rabbi's saying that's like a reason that we don't want to celebrate. Why should that affect the that's just like a putting, like shrouding it. But really, what was the Iker Geula at night? Because we don't want to stress, but...
But that's what we mean. When we say Iker Geula, we mean the the goal that we're going to focus on. The Pshat Geula Ma'al Yasa is, according to this, is not, that was the Iker Geula, as much as that's the Iker Geula that we're going to focus on, I think. I think that's Pshat. Okay? So again, the first makor is the idea of the Mishlei. And where, Meir, are there any Gemaras which highlight this idea? Exactly. Beautiful Gemara, famous Gemara in Megillah. You know these, right? Bikshu Malachi Ashares Lomar Shira. The Malachim wanted to say Shira at Kriyas Yamsuf. Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Masa Yadai Tovim Biyam, right? My creations are drowning. The Atim Omrim Shira, and you're going to recite Shira over the death of our enemies, of Masa Yadai. So the Gemara and Megillah clearly, right, taking this idea of Mishlei, that Hashem doesn't want rejoice, right? Hashem doesn't want Shira, right? Specifically connected to the Mapala of any of his Maisei Yadai. So you have the Pasuk in Mishlei, in the Gemara Megillah, and then in the realm of the Achronim, a beautiful piece in the Meshech Chachma. So let's read the Meshech Chachma inside. Meshech Chachma, it might not be so clear, but the Meshech Chachma is in the context of Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And the Meshech Chachma is a fascinating question, which is, right, the Torah introduces, right, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, that when it comes to Pesach, not only is the first day of Pesach going to be Chag, Yom Tov, but also the seventh day is also going to be Chag. When does the Torah introduce that?
In the time of them leaving?
Exactly. Already, you know, as they're leaving Mitzrayim. And the Meshech Chachma is bothered because the original Pesach, called Pesach Mitzrayim, only took place for one day. So Meshech Chachma says, why is the Torah introducing this halacha Shvi'i Shel Pesach if it's not going to be Shayach until future Doros? So why specifically introduce it, you know, as Klal Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim? So let's look at the way the Mishnah Chachma right addresses this kasha. Do you have it, David? Right, so again, there's no Yisr Chametz, past the first day, and there are further Mekoros, which there's only one day of Yontif. So therefore, so the implicit kasha is going to be, so then why is the Torah saying Yom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh already at this point? That's the implicit kasha. Why are you saying dafka now something which is only going to be shayach ledoros? Oh, so what's the answer? Right, generally, right, other nations always celebrate the downfall of their enemies. But we don't do that because we follow, right, that Hashem is not happy, right, with the downfall of our enemies. We shouldn't celebrate with our enemies full.
Like a big person should not.
Like, yeah, I mean, we should try to emulate Hashem, as we'll see. We should be simcha, rabbeinei Hashem. Right, something that Hashem doesn't like, we shouldn't be happy with either. Oh, this is very important, right? When the Torah references Chag HaMatzos, it doesn't say what? Kivo. Right, it's very important. When the Torah emphasizes why there's a Chag of Pesach, it doesn't say, oh, Chag HaMatzos, Kivo, Asa, B'Mitzrayim, Shvatim, because this is when Hashem took his anger out on the Mitzrayim, this is the Makos. No. What does the Pesach say? Rock?
Rocky Hoti Hashem has been Israel, maybe it's Ryan. That's all it says.
Right. It only references our Hatzalah.
Yeah. Well, Mapos Hoyvim Ein Chag V'Yom Tov Yisrael.
Right, but there's no Chag for the Mapala of Klaizel. I'm going to get back to the end in a moment, but this is very meduic for our Pshat, right? What he's saying is that Dafka, in the context of Pesach, it's not focused on the Makos, it's rather focused on, right, Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what we're borrowing. Say, maybe that's why we downplay Gulas Lila, because Lila is connected to the Makos, specifically to Makos Bechoros. Skip towards the bottom. Again, in the interim, which you're skipping, he says, oh, beautiful, says, that's why by Hanukkah we downplay, or as the famous Kasha, why by Hanukkah is there less of a focus on the Milchama, so it's just such a focus on the Pach Shemen. He says, oh, the Shita Seiner makes a lot of sense, because the Milchama, right, if you have a chance to not focus on the mapala of our oivim, of our enemies, and to focus rather on our right hatzalah, so downplay the focus on the mechama and rather focus on the pachshem. Yeah.
Can you just try to spread the word to everyone? I'm going to leave the vending machine open for an hour.
Uh-huh.
I would love if you guys took everything out.
Okay. For sure. Okay. Thank you.
Whatever you guys want.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then he says the same thing by Purim, right? That Purim. Specifically, the dates of Purim are not the anniversary of the war itself, but rather when is it the next day when they're able to rest. Again, he's basically asking, why not celebrate the anniversary of the war? That's when we were successful. The answer is no, because we want to always disassociate our celebration from the war itself, from the mapala of our enemies, and rather focus on our atzelos. In the case of Purim, push it off to the next day because that's when we were able to rest. That's the disassociation of our celebration, right, from the mapala of our oivim. And then let's see the end of the piece. It's Vihine Mitzrayim.
Yeah, Mitzrayim Nidu Ba'u B'Yam Suf B'Yom
Shvi Shal
Pesach.
So again, back to the question. Why does Hashem specifically introduce Shvi Shal Pesach, right, as we're leaving Mitzrayim, right, and not just mention it later? Because what happened on Shvi Shal Pesach? That's when?
The
Zerah, that's when, dude. That's when they drowned. The Imhaya.
Imhaya Omer Hashem Yisbarach Shiyasu B'Shvi Mikra Kodesh. Haya Midame Adam Shehashem Tzivu Va'asos Chag V'Smo B'Mepratam Shal Roshayim.
It's beautiful. If Hashem introduced Shvi Shal Pesach Davka after Kriyas Yamsup, then we get the impression that the celebration of Shvi Shal Pesach is about their Mapala. So Hashem, no, that's not what it's about. So we specifically introduce Shvi Shal Pesach before Kriyas Yamsup to highlight that that's not the subject of the Chag. Fine. That's basically what he's saying. So again, from the Pasuk of Mishle, the Gemara Megillah, and now with Meshach Chachma, we have this idea that we try to focus our celebrations not on the Mapala of our enemies, rather on our Atzela, and that's what I'm suggesting. That's pshat in why we upgrade our focus on the Gula of the Yom, which is the when we left, and we downplay our focus on the Laila, which is specifically connected to their Mapala. So Akan is the issue of Laila. Again, machlokes, whether it's a machlokes, and that's the Hezbollah. Now let's get, what's the second issue of regarding the scope of the mitzvahs of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim? Not Laila, but Yimos HaMashiach. So let's get to this next issue, which is whether there is a chiv of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim, even Yimos HaMashiach, right? So again, let's go through the difference. And again, the idea is because in the times of Yimos HaMashiach, right, then there are going to be bigger miracles, right? The miracles associated with Yimos HaMashiach, in terms of Kibbutz Golios, Milchemes Gog HaMagog, there will be bigger miracles than even Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the question is, even during that time when there are bigger miracles to focus on, is there still value of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So let's go through it. So the first malach is that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim even applies then. Who adopt the Shita? The Chachamim. So Ben, you have it. You have the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah, Chacham Omrim. He bays and bays. So Chachamim clearly in the Mishnah, darshan the word kol not to include Leilos, but rather to include Yimos HaMashiach. That's the first riot. Now let's look at the Brisa. Right. Yes, it was read again. See, Tanya. Actually, let's skip the Benzoma part. We'll come back to that. You see the Umrulo, two lines up. When the right, because again, this is how the Chachamim going to react to the pasuk, which said right, the pasuk gives off the impression. We'll read it in a moment that the Yimos HaMashiach, the focus is going to be on the Nisim associated with Mashiach and not associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So they respond Umrulo. Says the Chacham the Brisa that right, it's not that we're no longer going to reference Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's just that Yetzias Mitzrayim is no longer going to be Iker. The Iker is going to be Yimos HaMashiach, but there's still a mitzvah of Zechirat Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it's only Tafa. So the question is, okay, so right, so both Mishnah and the Brisa, Shitas Chachamim is that the mitzvah of Askar is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even Bimos HaMashiach, even though it's no longer the Iker Geula. So now the question is, why? Why is there still going to be a mitzvah of Askar Yetzias Mitzrayim? Bimos HaMashiach, if there is a bigger, you know, bigger Nisim that you could focus on. So what's the Pashpsha? The Lel Shimurim develops. That even though Yetzias Mitzrayim is Tafel, there's still a value of being maskier, right? Nisim, the gula, which is a gula tzfela, right? So the first mahalach is to say that the chiddush of the chachamim is that we don't only focus on the ikar nisim, we also focus on the tafel nisim, and this is the pshat of the Leil Shimurim, right? We saw this yesterday. The Leil Shimurim says that once the chachamim holds that you have the mitzvah of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim, Bimos HaMashiach, he says, Huadin, they must hold that you have Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim when? Be Leilos, because they're both the same. Both Laila and Bimos HaMashiach are both times where Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Tafel Geula. So Zalal Shimurim says, what's the Sada Shabbat? Is this notion, this Yisod, of being Maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, even when it's the Tafel on the Tafel Geula. The problem with that is that that works out for the Leil Shimurim, who holds that the Chachamim agree to Haskar Tzias Mitzrayim, Belilos. But we just saw a bunch of Rishonim who say that no, that the Chachamim don't apply Haskar Tzias Mitzrayim, Belilos. So the question is, wait a second. So if both of them are Geula, sorry, if both of them are Tafel, right? So if the Yisod was, yeah, that they're maskier, you know, that the Chacham hold, that you need to be maskier, even the Tafel Geula, so then they would have to say the Laila, which is also the Tafel Geula. But according to the Shitos, which say that no, they're maskier, Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Yimos HaMashiach, but they're not maskier, Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Lelos, so then what's the Chilik? Right? If it's just based on Tafel Geula, so then Hu Adinami Laila, which is Tafel Geula. So there must be something else, at least for the other Rishonim, why they Davka choose Mimos of Mashiach and not Laila. So what's the idea? So I'd like to suggest that if Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim was just focused on Nisim, so then, right, in the Chanami, the Chacham holds that you only, from the perspective of being maskir nisim, to know, to prove the capabilities of Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you only focus on the primary one. That's why they pick Yom over Laila. So then, what else is Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim about, other than just proving Hashem's nisim, right? So perhaps we'll see this in the Ramban. Maybe there's another value to being maskir Tzias Mitzrayim, in addition to showing us, to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remind us of Hashem's capabilities of being able to intervene in nature. What was the other value of what else does Yetzias Mitzrayim show us? You guys see the Ramban on the Torah? What? No, that's before the Hashkacha is the first point. That's Nisim. What?
Octus?
Yes, it's the focus of Octus. That's the key. Perhaps the Chachamim hold that Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim is not just about showing Hashem's Hashkacha. If it's about showing Hashem's Hashkacha, you only choose the best raya to that. And Yimos HaMashiach, the best raya to that would be the Nisim associated with Yimos HaMashiach. Why do they focus specifically on Yetzias Mitzrayim? Perhaps it's because in addition to Yetzias Mitzrayim showing Hashem's Hashkacha, Hashem's abilities to do Nisim, it also serves as the basis of us being avadim to Hashem. We'll see this in the Ramban. That the fact that Hashem took us out of being avadim to Paro, that now forces us, compels us, is mechayev us to now be ovdei Hashem. So perhaps the pshat in the Chachamim is that even b'yamos HaMashiach, we need to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim where we went from avdei Paro to avdei Hashem. And therefore, that's really a pshat. And why, according to the Chachamim, there always is a value of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the uniqueness of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that it took us from Avdei Paro to be Ovdei Hashem. And therefore, right, so what emerges according to this pshat is that there are really two dinim in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'll get this through in the Ramban. There's the din number one is to reference Yetzias Mitzrayim to prove Hashem's Hashkacha, prove Hashem's capabilities to intervene in nature whenever he so chooses. And din number two is we reference Yetzias Mitzrayim to show us the foundation of our need to be Ovdei Hashem, because that's when Hashem took us from being Avdei Paro to being Ovdei Hashem. And again, what we're saying now in Pshat Chachamim is that while the first din is accomplished by the Iker, so he says the Iker is B'yom, pick Yom over Laila. And from that, the perspective of that din, B'Yimos HaMashiach, you only have to pick the Iker, which is the Nisim of Yimos HaMashiach. Oh, so then why do the Chachamim require it, even B'Yimos HaMashiach, as Zechariah that sees us in for the second din, where it's not just about proving Hashem's capabilities, it's about showing the basis of our need to be Ovdei Hashem, because He took us from Avdei Paro to being Avadim to Hashem. And I think the makor for this idea that there are really two benefits in Geulas Mitzrayim comes from what's the earliest source for this idea? That there are two benefits of referencing Yetzias Mitzrayim, both in terms of proving Hashem's capabilities and in terms of showing the basis of us being Ovdei Hashem, the Ramban al Torah. Not in the context of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but what's in the context of? What's the pasuk? Exactly. The pasuk, right? The first mitzvah, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Do anyone have the Ramban? Right? The Ramban here in the pasuk of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? The first dibra, the first mitzvah of believing in Hashem, but yet the pasuk, seemingly strangely, if you're not, you take it for granted. After saying Ani Hashem Elokecha, what does it say? Asher otzi sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avadim. And the question that Ramban and others ask, why do we reference Zechirat, why do we reference Tzias Mitzrayim in the context of this mitzvah, Evamuna? So the Ramban beautifully, do you have a Ramban? No? The Ramban beautifully says, there are two benefits to referencing Yitzias Mitzrayim in the context of Emunah. I'm just carrying this over, these two different benefits to perhaps these are the two dinim of the mitzvah of Zechiras, the separate mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The first one is, fine, first it says, oh, this is the pshat, right, this is the mitzvah of Emunah. Then the Ramban says, "Va'almar Asher Hosi Sicha Me'eretz Yisrael." Implicit question of why are we referencing Yitzias Mitzrayim in this context of Emunah? Says Ramban. Answer number one: Ki Hotseisam Misham Torah Al Mitzius V'Alachefetz. Right, Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim teaches us about the existence of Hashem and His Hashkacha. There can be a dia b'Hashkacha Mimenu Yatzana Misham. The fact that He took us out obviously means that Hashem is aware of what's going on in this world and therefore can control things in this world. The Gam Torah Al Chiddush. It also tells us that Hashem is the one who has the capability of making changes in the world, and that He created the world. Ki'im kidmas ha'olam, right, if the world always existed before Hashem, then lo yishtana davar mitzivo, then Hashem, this God, wouldn't be able to change nature. But also, Torah al yicholas also teaches us about Hashem's capability. Vayicholas Torah al yichud. If Hashem could do whatever He wants, that means He could also, He obviously is the one and only God. So, the kudda number one in the Ramban is that Yitzias Mitzrayim proves Hashem is the Almighty, has all the capabilities, can intervene in nature whenever He wants. So we're suggesting maybe this is din number one. This is the push shot in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is it remember Yitzias Mitzrayim to remember Hashem's capabilities? But the Ramban adds another factor: the tam mi beis avadim. Why does the pasuk add mi beis avadim to say another factor? Shayu omdim Mitzrayim mi beis avadim. Originally, they were avadim to Paro, shivuyim leParo, right, subjugated to Paro. But Amr lehem, remember what the pasuk is telling us: Ze shehim chayavim shei Hashem agadol vanichvar vanor hazel lehem leElokim sheyabdu. The basis of us needing to be ovdei Hashem and to serve Him is what? Ki hu pada osam miavdus Mitzrayim, because Hashem is the one who redeemed us. Kitam, just like in the pasuk says, Avadayim b'nei Yisrael are my avadim. Asher hotzis yosam eretz Yisrael, because I took them out of Mitzrayim. Right, this is the second yisod that the zechirat tzias Mitzrayim also serves as the foundation of us being obdei Hashem, because we were obdei Paro. Now we need to be obdei Hashem. Fine. So I'm suggesting that maybe if you take these two elements and saying that these are the two elements of zechirat tzias Mitzrayim, that could explain why there would be a value to reference tzias Mitzrayim, even when you have bigger proofs to Hashem's capabilities, because you still have that second din that only Yitzias Mitzrayim could do, which shows us, took us from the base of Adam to being Obdei Hashem. So Adkan, the first Mahalach of the Chachamim, who say that the Chi of Askar Yitzias Mitzrayim even applies the Yimos Mashiach. But who seemingly argues and says, no, Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim does not apply the Yimos Mashiach? Ben Zoma, how do you know that? You don't see that from the Mishnah necessarily.
Yes, the Kasha.
Exactly, it's from the price. So let's go back. Ben, let's go back. It's very clear from the way Ben Zoma asks the Kasha on the Chachamim, that Ben Zoma argues and says that, no, Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim does not apply to Yimos Mashiach. Let's see the beginning of the price. Right, it's a question. Is there really such an obligation?
Well, for number.
So has Ben Zoma clearly reading that pasuk like the pshat that what that the Yimos Mashiach we're no longer going to be maskier Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yimos Mashiach we're only be maskier the nisim associated with Kibbutz Golios, Machamas Gog and Magog, etc., etc. So it's very clear from Ben Zoma's Kasha that Ben Zoma argues and says that there is no mitzvah of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim b'Yimos HaMashiach. So what's the pshat with that? What's the pshat in Ben Zoma? Why does Ben Zoma say you only focus on the Nisim of Yimos HaMashiach? Seems to be that the Ben Zoma argues fundamental comments that there's only one din. There's only one din of Zechirat Tzias Mitzrayim. What's that one din? To prove Hashem's capabilities. Ability to do Nisim. Once that's the only din, what does it make sense to focus on? The biggest nisim possible. If your focus, what we'll call, is the first din of the Ramban, it's all about showing the yicholes, the hashkacha of Hashem, so then pick the biggest nis. And if the Yibos Mashiach, either the biggest nis available or the nisim associated with Yibos Mashiach, so then do that. So, right? If your focus on the Zechirat Tzitzis Hashem is the Pashup Shad, is about proving Hashem's capabilities, so then all you need to do is the biggest nis at hand, which is the nisim during Yibos Mashiach. So we're suggesting, back to before, the Chachamim who apply it, obviously hold this as a second din. It's not just about Hashem's capabilities, there's also this idea of taking us from Avdei Paro to being Avdei Hashem. That seemingly is the only way to justify why you would focus on the Tafel Gula. Yeah?
Doesn't Ben Zohar need a Makor for that, that applies to the Yomos Mashiach?
Well, he says this is the Pasuk.
Meaning the Pasuk in Yirmiyah or whatever?
Yeah.
I was reading like, Bashi Deska, the Darshan,
no, he's going to say, that pasuk teaches us, because he's going to say, the tam of Maskinus Yisrael, you're going to say, oh, it's a change? No. The lamdus of Mitzvah Saskaris Yisrael is about showing Hashem's Yicholas. So the pasuk is a Megala. When you have a better option, be Moshe Mashiach, it's going to change to that. But it's the same Yisod, right, in the meaning of Mitzvahs, if you were not like the Rambam, right, and you actually think there's a separate Chiyah del right, so Maskinus Yisrael. According to Ben Zoma, yeah, it takes on a different form, Bimos Mashiach.
If that's the source for Ben Zoma, why does the Chachamim need that source? I mean, not use that source.
What?
If that's the source for Ben Zoma, why does the Chachamim not use that source?
That's the source for Ben Zoma to not say Kol to include Bimos Mashiach.
Right? Darshaning the Torah based on that?
For sure, yeah. I mean, Ben Zoma is saying, don't say Kol Bimos Mashiach, because the Pasuk clearly tells you that that's Bimos Mashiach is not focused.
All right.
Okay, so we'll stop here and shkoyach.